Motherfucking late sex.
Yeah. I forgot that there was a choke on this thing, so that's why I sucked up all the weed into it.
Where is it?
Fucking dry shit, man.
I don't like how it's a 90. It should be straight across from it. It makes it look really awkward to try to smoke out of it.
You have 10,000 hands to do this.
I was going
to
say, if the choke...
Set it on the table.
Choke, and you're holding your cup, and the fucking thing is full of coffee and weed.
The R&D was a fail on that.
So much coffee.
I'm going to do it.
It's a one person.
I think they want you to drink the coffee and then smoke the bowl.
Yep. Yeah. Pound the coffee, take the hit. Thing.
Yeah. Do a
that's how you're supposed to do it.
Speedball. Speedball.
Good morning, rise and grind. It's that time again for Wake and Bake with the Grossies.
Good morning.
I tried to get it the same way, man.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Saturday.
Good morning, Charlie. Can you hear us fine?
I can. Can you hear me good?
Yes.
Yep.
Stellar. Sounding good. Sounding good.
Roast and toast.
It's that time.
Welcome to the show. We're glad to be back. I loved the comment we had. Oh, fuck. Here, I'll pull it up because it was really funny. This one. I loved this comment in the
I did too.
Pre-show, so I was just laughing my ass off.
Show my fucking reply, brother.
Yeah, appreciate all you guys joining us.
Glad to be here, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Whenever we can be.
Oh, fuck, it went out.
Oh,
I gotta do it all over again, you guys.
You just gotta keep token on that thing.
Damn it.
It's a lot of work to smoke out of your coffee.
I would say that doesn't seem like solo.
Have you ever
gotten one of those?
The pipe.
Oh, you have a panda one?
Yeah, oh, nice. Got me this like, last week.
It's like panda from what's that Freddy game?
Freddy's.
Yeah, that's what that reminds you of.
Yeah.
That panda just pop out of the corner.
Animatronic shit.
Yeah, I can't believe kids play that stuff.
Yeah, my 9-year-old loves it.
No,
yeah, I can't even play it. So why do you want to get scared?
I'm not interested in it. That's for sure.
I do not like to be scared. I mean, at all. I mean, just absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
So.
He sets himself up to be scared of the dark.
Bro, I once went to my buddy's house and he had like a 10-year-old dude, little boy, and like he likes watching this YouTube, and you guys know the Slender Man.
Yeah,
it's like this Slender Man guy that will just randomly run after this guy. It's like animation, but like it's purposely made to freak you out. I'm just like, I wouldn't watch that, dude.
Nope.
You're gonna have some weird dreams.
We watched a weird movie last night.
I was gonna bring that up. Yeah.
What?
It was called The Lighthouse.
Oh, I saw that.
Is that an older movie?
No, but it's black and white.
Black and white. It's Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe. That the movie's about two guys that are on an island at a lighthouse. Basically, it's like a period piece. It's supposed to be pretty accurate to like what it's like to be stuck on an island with one person for an extended amount of time, and these guys basically go crazy. It's a really cool movie.
That could be very interesting.
It's a weird movie, very artistic, but cool. Right.
One guy kept jacking off to a mermaid statue.
Yeah.
Really? Hey, if it's all you got, man.
Hey, Grandma's Boy when he's holding the Lara Croft doll.
Right.
Yeah.
If your spank bank is empty, you take what you can get.
Exactly. I was telling her, I said, I would jack off that little doll.
Wasn't it? I saw it a while ago, but didn't they have an ample supply of alcohol too? A
little bit.
It was like they had more alcohol than food and stuff.
They did have more alcohol than food.
And so like things got wonky.
I wonder if they were drinking absinthe.
I don't know. We're drinking some sort of moonshine. Yes. And spoiler alert, but at the end, he realizes that jacking off to the little voodoo statue is not a good idea. So then he decides to ruin it. And then. Yeah.
For all our viewers right now, make sure you're in live chat for your commenting experience.
Mm-hmm.
This is just too good.
Yeah.
Jerking off to mermaid statues.
And then there was like this octopus that would come to life, and the guy was kind of like this octopus monster. And I don't know. I couldn't tell if he was dreaming that it was the mermaid, or if this guy was really a monster, or if they were just really, really lonely.
I thought it was cool, though, because... like you said, it was a period piece. So at some point, if there was a lighthouse not on the mainland and it's on an island out, you know, somebody had to be there to keep throwing coal or fire or whatever the hell made that thing run.
I thought you were swerving into Lost, man.
No, and so like that's the thing is they have to drop two guys off for months at a time, and they swap turns taking, you know, fuel in the lighthouse. So the boat
turns. Have you ever heard of Snake Island?
Yep.
Snake Island. Like, I don't think so. On
Snake Island, and fucking dude and his family was there, and they had to finally get out of there because it just got overran by snakes, and now you can't go.
I want to bring up the island. So I read this. This is a true story. There was an island, and the lighthouse keeper was on here. You can smoke. Lighthouse keeper was taking care of the island, of course, and he had this pet cat named Tibbles. And Tibbles, his pet cat, killed and ate every single bird that was on the island and extincted the species of birds.
Tib.
And that's why they ask you if you have any animals or fruits or vegetables to declare when you go across the border.
Exactly.
Fucking shit up.
Panda Lady's got 5 invasive species here in the house.
Yeah.
There's 2 of them. Invasive. Diamond and sequence.
What the hell?
They can't even.
Speaking of kittens, I have a friend that is in need of placement of her 2 kittens. She has to move, and she's going to have to place them in a shelter sequence. If not. And they're an indoor-outdoor cat. Could go either way, and I believe they're boys and they're fixed. So
on this show, Tara,
perfect, babe. Right.
Now they're going to be over there next week.
I don't know.
We'll
I just wanted to throw it out there.
Oh,
DM me if anybody is in need of 2 kittens, and
I might be interested,
them.
Tara. I'll talk to you later today. Yeah, me and Natalie got cat fever, and we want 2 of them. So that might work out really well.
So, oh my gosh, that would be
sick.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'll talk to you this afternoon. Kitties. Awesome.
Let's introduce our guest for today.
Yeah,
Astro Charlie. Good morning, brother. It's good to see you again.
Is that a cloud of smoke you're sitting in?
Oh yeah,
blur feature. But I see the tapestry.
Oh my goodness,
that's a pretty sweet feature.
Super messy today.
Doing hey, Charlie, the next time that we do your show that we're going to use the intro, we'll use that little wacky inflatable arm man thing that you just did there.
Do,
that'll
yeah.
be your
All
intro.
That's your clip.
I'm down. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
If you don't know who Charlie is, make sure you check him out on Instagram. He's got incredible art as well as his girlfriend. You can find links to her stuff too. They've done a lot of really cool artwork for the show, and they've been members of our show community for a long time. So we wanted to pull him in and give him a little showcase. Not necessarily to show art, but just to show himself, his personality, and chit chat, wake and bake with us for an hour.
Because
and...
he's always good vibes, man.
Yeah,
and that's what this show is supposed to be about.
Super
positive energy.
The problem, Charlie, is you're too polite to be on a live show. So you really got to butt in and make your voice heard.
You gotta. I'm the artist.
One
man.
Elbow
yeah.
and say, "Hey, what's up?"
I'll try and have just a quick little whippets, you know.
That's what it is. You can't tell a story on a live show because you got to have like conversations. So it's all like one sentence at a time. It's like, what can you get in before somebody else is going to talk over you? Just like that. See the delay after I spoke.
Well, there should be like a 2 or 3 second delay in between somebody saying something so that you're giving the right away to somebody who's like smarter than you. That like, that's what I have to do. I have to shut up so Spartan can say it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What's everyone smoking on?
Lilac diesel.
Yeah, I mixed up some Alien Pebbles and Grateful Breath in a joint.
That sounds interesting. What's Alien
Pebbles? That sounds really good.
I don't think it's actually the Alien Pebbles strain. It's just what I keep calling it. It's Fruity Pebbles OG times Alien Dog Cherry.
Yum.
Obsolete.
Ooh, yum. That sounds great. Yeah.
I let that cut go probably 4 months ago, but I gave my buddy a different cut of it. From seed, so he has a different pheno of it. I just got back yesterday, so I want to run a new pheno of it, see what comes out.
Where is Porsche?
How is your screen so dark that I can't see your face?
It's only when you do that.
Oh, you're far from your monitor.
Yeah, my monitor is a big TV, so
yeah,
I don't want to be on top of it.
Yeah.
So you're lighting me up.
I am, where am I? I'm dabbing on some of this awesome BHO from Classic Roots. They They got our Mandarin cookies and Oracle from Freedom Green and blasted it. And that's what I've been blessed with to smoke on this morning. And super yummy.
Very that's my favorite seat. Consistency of dab right there, what you got in that jar, like the little diamonds.
Yes, and it's still got just enough like little terpy, just some sauce to it. I do too. That's how I like it
that
myself.
Sauce sticks to all of those little rocks instead of being fluid in the bottom, you know, because there's so many of them that it it holds together.
They do such a great job. I really, really enjoy what they do. So shout out to Classic Roots. I'm very, very happy with this stuff. Thank you so much. We're so blessed.
So blessed.
Cheers, Gabe.
I like the stuff they make up there. We've had their, what flower did we get from them that one time?
Probably the snowball and the, it's their lemon. Their the Ethos lemon.
Yeah.
The lemon. Oh, darn it. You know, I should know this, but. The
snowball got it.
Lemon OG Haze?
Yes, it's the lemon OG Haze.
Because that's the one I like actually, in well, I had
it
all.
It was cool because they hooked us up with a couple pre-rolls and then a couple jars. So we had the flower, and the flower was very good. And then
they do such an excellent job. Like, they do that all the time. They didn't just do that for us. That's how they treat everybody. And I think wonderful. Like Madam, she shouted him out and reached out to him. They sent her swag. I mean, I think that's phenomenal. I got one more thing. I don't even know if this isn't even out yet. So this is fresh off. They joined up with Ribis. And these are their new gummies. Super good. Super good. They've got a consistency. I've actually got one of them that I saved so I could show it off. But this is the raspberry sorbet one. The ones that we got were the green mystery chews. They're not like a gummy. They're more like, you know, those wedges, those fruit wedges with the little sugars on it. It's that kind of consistency. So it's very different than a normal gummy. I really, really love it. So shout out Classic Roots and Ribis. They're doing good things there.
Is that Ribis or a clever way of saying Reba?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm all from Ohio, so I might be saying it wrong. I don't know. So
I have no
here's
idea.
The packaging. You guys tell me.
No, I'd say Riba.
I thought it was Ribis, but.
Because if you put an E after that Y, it'd be rye bread. You know, like rye.
It's hard to say because of the cannabis brand and they all do their own
thing. Yeah, everybody's clever nowadays, you know. They like get, I seen Think on something. It was THINQ.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I've got going this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't need anything but dicks edibles.
Everybody look at my dick.
Peek that cherry.
I'm going to try the Nerds one.
Hey, does that Spartans dick have its
got my shirt on this morning.
These are the square dicks.
Did you say that dick have a Twitter account?
I said, does that dick have his wings then if it's a cherry?
Oh.
Yeah, it's that
I
pink
think
dick.
I have some right here. I have some. Hold on, I'm going to show off these because they're chocolate covered ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about these, but I haven't seen them yet.
Yes. Hold on. Here we go. So they have white chocolate now, and these are the milk chocolate ones.
I'm all about
them. And they are dicks. Oh. I mean, I'm trying to get it without.
White so chocolate is it. Not chocolate.
It looks like.
Wow. Yeah.
That looks like that's an all-terrain dick right there.
That one. Yeah. It's been around.
It's been around.
The dick with winter tires
around the corner.
That dick needs
it's got the chains on.
These are good. I love them. Great taste. I don't know what it is about the chocolate with this gummy. I never thought I would like chocolate and gummies together, but they are so good.
Dude, yeah. Sounds really good.
There's a question in chat. It says, Skillbo, can you ask everyone if you guys have tried Blue Zushi by Tenko? I know. I'm pretty sure that nobody's had that. Here's the thing that's kind of a problem now is that there's so many different seeds and breeders that people will say, hey, have you ever tried this? Yeah. And it's like, it's next to fucking impossible, man.
Yeah. I was going to say, who's Tenko?
Then there's the variety, together. Too.
Problem,
like,
the problem I see is the commercial industry. So, if it's not the stuff they're growing, that's usually the stuff out there. Yeah. And they're all picking the hypiest bullshit.
Or they're just renaming strains. But he had the
cross.
Yeah, man.
Knowing the cross means it's probably legit here. Skittles and Cushmints.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to grow rainbow Skittles.
Usually anything with Cushmints is pretty
platinum
good.
Cushmints. The rainbow Cushmints from ABC Company. I grow that. It's not that exact cut, but it's pretty close. And it's super funky. Like, really weird. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Hell yeah.
Porch Farmer used to rock a Kush Mint that was really good.
Yeah, I did.
But there's so much variety, though, sometimes in these seeds, too, that we could be like, well, you know, I've got one, and you've got one, and they're completely different.
I just want to double those.
Some gelati from Freedom Green. Super good.
I can never nail that down either, man. Like, I've got my Grateful Breath right here, but it's like never going to focus.
Skittles is the only strain that I've ever seen keeping back to that cross that doesn't have mercy.
Not gonna do it.
So in test results for Skittles, there's no myrcene, which is very, very interesting. Myrcene is the terpene that's most usually most dominant in cannabis, and it's the one that's got the big sedative effect. So it's kind of an interesting thing that Skittles doesn't have myrcene in there. So little fact for the chat.
But it's that one testing one that was done. You know what I mean?
Well,
like you could fucking have you could
so
pop
like
a pack.
GMO or whatever. So if right. it was bred with Skittles, that cut has no myrcene. Which is
what do you guys think is like? I thought about this as what's a ghost terp, a zero flavor terp? What's on the bottom of the scale, the lightest thing that you could, the most subtle terpene that you could identify? Is it cream, like a cream flavor?
When I heard your question, I was thinking about the most volatile terpenes, which is all the citrusy ones.
The alcohol.
Yeah, but you can taste those, you know. Yeah. I'm talking about when you smoke something and it's, like I grew something, I'm not going to name what it is, but there's really no flavor on it.
Just and like green tea.
Yeah, it's, but it's, like, it's coming out a little bit more, and it's almost that, like, I don't know, cream. It's just a light.
How long is the cure on it so far?
Like 3 weeks. So it's okay. Right in like a good time.
You could
time.
Let it keep going and see what comes out. Could be a long cure.
It's coming out more. It's just it was also popcorn bugs. The whole plant the whole plant was super small nugs. And so I was expecting a lot of flavor, and I've gotten pretty much nothing. It's kind of been crazy. That's why I say it's a ghost terp. It just is non-existent. And it's something I've never thought of. What's the lightest flavor you could think of?
I would think that it would be the most stable terpenes. So like what would be, because the more volatile they are, the more you're going to taste them because they're like, you're smelling them. They're coming off the plant when you light them on fire. So the most stable ones are going to be like, if you left a bud in your garage for like a summer and then smoked it,
whatever's left,
it's like dirt and like,
it becomes very light. I found, I just
earthy, moved, right? I would say is more earthy as if anything.
But that's probably
earthy, but earthy sticks around though. Earthy is like, is there when if you find a jar that's like fucking 2 or 3 years old and you open it, you know how sometimes you're like, oh, you got to break the bud open to get the smell. Sometimes after that point and you open it, that's all you're getting is like an earthy, spicy remnant left over from it. And a lot of those other things have like volatilized off somewhere along the way.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you leave your jar sitting open, it's going to taste less good the next day. So then what flavors are left, you know? It's kind of an interesting thing. It's not a good thing to test, so nobody really knows that much about it unless they accidentally left a jar in the corner somewhere.
I'm not growing this strain anymore. I've already decided. I decided way earlier, but it smelled like fuel on the plant, like when you grow it, you know? And that's why I was surprised that it had no flavor.
It might come out more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be telling you something about your drying and curing system. I've smoked your weed, though. I know that it's
well. Really I dried two strains right next to each other, and the other one was Kush Queen, and that's Platinum Diamonds and Purple Kush, and it's very like grapey, but the whole grape plant. And they dried right next to each other, so it was that just weird. Just never experienced it before.
Hey, it's all strain dependent too. You know that's why the. Seed packs are 10 seeds because, you know, not all of them are the winners.
That's why I wasn't too fond of my Cushmans because it didn't really have much of a flavor to it. It grew slow, but it was super frosty, super dense, but the flavor was lacking. So just let it go.
Sometimes it just has to be like, if it's not as good as what you've got on deck next that you've got your mind on of popping next, why the fuck are you going to run it and commit another 6 months to it? Fuck it. Be done with it, man. Move
on
to something better.
Yeah, I just started a new Fruity Pebbles OG, like real, supposedly like the real ones, and that's my favorite strain, so I'm really excited about that one. And then I've got some Blackened Mango with Assafras from Kazoo, and I'm excited about that one too.
It's like when you got seeds on deck, what's the point in keeping like the strains when you grow them and smoke them? You're like, meh. You know, that's why Baked has got like a bunch of strains that he's always in veg and stuff, and
I threw out all my cold.
Always growing a shitload of strains that she hasn't smoked before.
We were just talking about that yesterday because he was helping me in my garden last night when he got over here, and that's just my favorite part of growing is all the different strains and just the way they grow and my just discovering how they, I like, you know, when you find a strain that you like, it's great to keep growing it. But my favorite part is watching a new strain develop and seeing all the different characteristics that they have that are different from the other ones. And,
I have a question for the panel is, out of the three ways that you can look for something, are you looking for flavor? Are you looking for ease of growth or structure, or are you looking for effect? You know, like if your thing that you're running right now isn't checking the box against the other shit that you're already holding, keep running, man. Well, if you already got something, you're already going to hold something, you know.
It's like, are you popping the pack of seeds so you can pick a keeper, like a real keeper, like GMO or Mac 1 or whatever, name a strain, right?
I wouldn't even call Mac 1 a keeper.
Exactly.
I didn't keep
because in my book, it doesn't grow well. It doesn't grow well and yield well. So that misses two boxes. That
are you trying to pick like the best strain possible, or are you trying to get a strain that's got the name on the pack? Because there's a lot of people that no matter what, they'll be like, this is the keeper from this pack, no matter how good it is.
So yeah, that's.
I have that strain on deck. They have.
I think. I'd rather see people go for taste or flavor, smell, whatever. Taste, flavor, smell is whatever you want to call that. And high first.
Yeah, flavor and effect.
That would be nice to see people go after that. And then start filling in your holes. Like, did it grow well? Was it a good yielder? Did it stretch a lot for you? You know, whether you need a lot of stretching or not. Yeah, easy to clone, all that.
Yep.
So...
You need to do three rounds of the plant, I think. Because the first time I just let it go, and then the second time I'll stress it. I'll see how much it can take and where it bulks out or what it doesn't.
So do you always grow them twice, or does it have to meet like certain?
No, like sticky. Okay, so the ghost terp, the non-existent flavorless thing, I got rid of that like from the library while I was growing it. One, but it was because it matched other terps that I have, which is gas and fuel and chem, like. I have GMO, which is really potent. And then I also have double dose, which is not like Painted Lady's Pheno, which I tried at the Bigfoot, which is, as I recall, your double dose was more fruity, right?
It had a lot of fuel, I thought, to it, but.
Mine has fuel, but it's, I don't know. I like it a lot. It's like sweet. It's more cookie. Like, I don't know. I have some, I keep it around because it grows really well too. It's the most consistent bud size and structure all around the plant period. Like no popcorn, regardless, it's all same nice size. But also I really like the high, creative, euphoric. So it hits a lot of check marks and it's only an 8-week flower compared to GMOs. Yeah.
11.
Yeah. But so I'm on my quest to get the strains I care about and terps, like terp is a big, like I want a wide range and profile of flavors. And not too much in one section. I'd like to be able to offer everyone or a patient everything in a wide spectrum.
Mm-hmm. You're muted. I'm after the high first. Yeah. Always the high first with me.
Same, but Kara.
Flavors my first.
I know it's bad, but that's just, I think, because I'm older, you know. But I really, really am enjoying some of the new stuff that I've been smelling. So we have something at work that I was super, super excited to get. I was like so stoked, had to have these seeds. And now that we've been growing it at work, I'm like, I don't think I want to grow them now. So, and it's not that I dislike it, but it's not going to, now that I've seen it grown, it's not going to do for me what I need it to do. So. And I know what I need at this point in my life. You know, I'm not just still looking. I know what I need. And GMO usually checks all the boxes. So I don't know. I think if it's always going to be in my garden, that and maybe motor breath. But right now I'm on that. I'm on the jealousy craze. So good. So good.
Yeah,
I agree. The GMO is just like made to be pressed into something that you shove in bangers and slippers.
I like the jealousy high, but not the smell.
Really?
I think the smell is too like. It's like florally, like.
I think it is. It's like I don't want floral, that. But yeah. But I get a burnt rubber smell too at times.
Oh.
See, I like the burnt rubber, but yeah, floral turps to me as it's one of my least favorite.
Yeah, like
see, chopped and I don't cookies. Really like
you like chopped cookies, so. Tara?
No, I hate it.
Ugh. Oh, see, I think it's gross too. Yeah,
but sequence is hell to cut of it.
Yeah, right? I think it grows good and all that, but and
it
I
does
think
grow
it's
great.
It's very turpy in that it's got its own flavor.
It's very turpy.
Yeah, it looks
you
awesome.
You can smell too. From across the like garden. But
we just harvested it, and it smelled
I hate
the
it.
Whole place up. But it is, it's a good yielder. I mean, it really checks all the boxes for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just not for me. I'm just over those terps is all. Mm-hmm. That's not my calling.
Well, I'm running some new breeders this run that I've never run before, like Katsu and
hell yeah.
East Coast Cultivars.
Nice.
So Katsu, that's a really good breeder in my book because I learned about him from Josie Wales.
I've heard a lot
his,
about
it was his neighbor, not like direct, but I guess like close enough
what's
to where
the
they
strain?
Were swapping cuts.
Is it Bubba? Was it Bubba?
No, it's Roadkill Skunk and Romulan.
No, I'm saying that
that's
that,
that Romulan
that, was known
that I've been
for.
Looking at for a long time.
He was
now.
He was known for
pre-98, I think, right?
Yeah, okay, he did. He started with pre-98 Bubba crossed with a bunch of stuff.
Dude, that was always solid smoke.
Yeah.
I had that.
Yep.
Well, no, I didn't have the pre-98. Always. I had the regular Bubba. But I used to have a friend that had that and smoked it a lot.
Pre-98 was a famous. It's kind of like what we were just talking about.
It's super small. And,
this was small.
Yeah.
It was just so good that people kept growing it.
And then, so like GMO, people keep growing that even though it's a big bitch and it takes a long time to finish it. So those are things that you
it's
like weigh
finicky.
Answers.
It's like you got to check
no,
two of the boxes.
I didn't,
right?
I didn't have a problem with mine being finicky. I had a problem
yeah.
with mine like growing over the lights because it just. Dude, it just went crazy.
To me, GMO is very vigorous.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's called good weed.
That's where it allegedly got the name from. So Skunk Master named it GMO because the Girl Scout cookie company that is actually in the news right now because everybody's buying Girl Scout cookies. But the Girl Scout cookie company was in the news at the time because they had GMO ingredients. And the strain grew really fast, so he named it GMO because it was a cookies cross. So that was where all the lineage of that came from.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Fun fact, sponsor 2020 sells pre-98 feminized seeds. You can still get them.
Does high CSI have those too?
GMO will grow up your
life.
I think there's a lot of Bubba stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did Cali Connection and... Tara liked it a lot. I thought it was all right. It just wasn't like my cup of tea.
I really like it.
With him working with older shit that like what you have Painted Lady, I would be interested in something like that because those are like legacy keeper strains. And then to knock those two together, you may be sitting on something that's like some serious medicine for one of your patients.
That yeah. Romulan and Roadkill Skunk.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's really, really nice structure too. It's a really beautiful plant. So I'm
like
pretty
strong, isn't
it?
Like,
yeah, it's yeah. tall and strong, and I mean not super tall, but it's just really, it's a really nice plant. But what I'm really looking forward to is this East Coast Cultivars. They're solid. I pulled it up because I knew I wasn't be able to remember it, but I'm running Sweet Cream, which is sugar cane and Boston cream pie, and Shepherd's Pie, which is Shepherd's Pie number 6 and Boston cream pie. And they're like, these things are solid. Like I'm running them against Lovin' and Ethos and a couple other, I think some Irie. And these are by far the most vigorous, I think. They're just really solid structure and their stalks and stems are really nice. And the internodal spacing is great. And man, I'm really looking forward to seeing how these pan out for sure.
Sounds awesome.
Oh yeah.
What's the smell that you're getting off of it?
I mean, they're early in veg. They're still in 1 gallon, about ready to be transplanted up, but
okay.
I don't know. Did you smell them?
And then the other one was the, what was the, it was a Kush, right? OG Kush Bat Cross 5 or some shit.
which, oh yeah, that's the one I was wondering we were talking about last night, because I always abbreviate my shit, and so yeah. I'm always like,
it was OG Kush back cross five.
What is it? So I have it labeled OGK, and I don't know what the fuck it
is. Oh, that could OG have been Kush. A lot of things.
Nope, because it got put in the same time as the Romulan and Roadkill. Yeah.
Yep. And because you were like, oh, dude, you need to at least pop a couple of those. Least, so I did. I popped a few of them. And yeah, there's some nice ones of those too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to my next round. That's the most fun part about this is growing new strains, I think, and seeing what they end up looking like. It's like, I suppose it'd be like what people imagine, you know, when they have kids. It's like, oh, I wonder what this one's going to end up like. And so then you're like, oh, trying. Not a keeper.
Keep trying. Just keep popping them. Just keep popping them. You'll find one you like eventually. What do you do with the other ones?
Yep.
And I guess you just got to grow them out.
Cut them.
No, you just got to grow them out, man.
Got to grow them out.
Got to grow them out. Man.
Man, some of these kids have finishing times, though, that'll fucking blow your mind out. It's like fucking 30 and shit.
That's why you got to be careful with them older ones. Like, not necessarily the Katsu, but like, you know, some of these people that are hunting, you know, lamb races or old stuff like, you know, G13. That stuff wasn't, you know, bred yet. So it takes its time a lot of the times, or it doesn't yield a lot. So
some of them herm.
Yeah, exactly. In the wild, they're herming all day. So.
In the wild.
I wanted to mention you
something. In the wild.
Cultivar. It's got those really thick trunks on it already in veg, which usually means it's going to yield really well.
Which one?
East Coast cultivar, a shepherd's pie and the green.
Hell yeah.
If you notice your plants getting thick stalks and veg, that usually means they're preparing for their own yield. You can get kind of a premonition of what
2020 Mendocino. Remember, they always had those fucking girthy ass ones. You're like, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to these. So yeah, they're tested. I've got a couple others too. There's a Clockwork Purple, which is just straight Boston Cream Pie, and then an Indigo, which I think is the cross of the Clockwork Purple, that Indigo Creamsicle, which is the Indigo Child and Boston Cream Pie that I've got yet to run from. I think those are going to be next, man, because these are looking really solid. I'm pretty stoked.
I mean, it'd be nice to find something that you can find that's really hardy to throw outdoors this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, maybe I'll flower these outdoors the first time. I'll take a cut off them to keep them, to put them back into rotation. But if it's got the right structure, you know, you get those crazy summer swing storms that come through here. You don't want to have anything out there that's weak. Yeah. Just a thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely fucking high as well. It's at 932.
I'd love to put some in the ground out there. Yeah, right there. That's like the only spot right there that I get sun.
It looks like it's getting some strong sun.
Load it up.
Right, yeah, there's a little sun out there.
That's not sun. That's a reflection of my lamp.
It's like shitty and rainy here. So.
It's gray. It's foggy here. But But soon, at least this week was fucking 72 here.
Yeah. Dude, it's been nice. Great.
Man, and the cats got to smell fresh air. Now they're pissed that the door's closed again.
I think we had 12 hours exactly of light and darkness, so it would have been one of those things, if you were in the wrong area, your shit would start flipping, and then as the time goes back up, you know.
You get yourself a re-veg.
Yeah, man.
Staggering Productions asks, is there a place you can tell what kind of seeds you have? No, there is not. You have bag seeds, my friend.
Yeah, he's got to grow them out.
Whatever bag you got.
And then try to figure out what you had, you know what I mean?
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
It's a cross of whatever bud you pulled it out of. It's like if you had GG4, it's probably GG4 crossed with either GG4 or something else in that flower room that you have no idea.
So I've told the story before about this shit that I had that I called Fat Hippie, because I figured I would name it myself. It was my second plant that I ever grew, like type. My buddy used
thick at the time.
Say, don't be so hard.
No. I'll tell you the story.
So you said you're naming it after yourself.
I named it for myself. My buddy was working at like a black ops fucking kind of grow thing, and it came out of a pineapple chunk. And the only other thing that was in there was Deadhead OG. So if you take Deadhead OG and you say pineapple chunk, you have like a fat deadhead. Therefore, you know, call it Fat Hippie. don't want to call it Fat Jerry, but you could have. But this shit was like super fruity and everything else. And my buddy was like, dude, you can grow this if you want, because I'll agree it's better smoke than the shit that you're holding, which was a Nirvana papaya. He said, but the first time that it fucking shows any signs of like a nan or anything, you've got to get rid of it. So I held it for like 2 years, and it was like some of my favorite daytime happy-go-lucky fucking smoke, but it was just a bag seed.
I've got a Hell's Angels times Deadhead OG.
What do you think of it?
Haven't grown it yet. It's right here. Frisco OG. Oh, where's my camera?
There was a long period of time, like 5 years of my life, where Hell's Angel OG was the strongest weed I'd ever smoked.
It was also when it was getting renamed, too, to be released.
The first thing I ever smoked that was more than 30% tested. Incredible stuff.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'll pop that soon. It was a freebie. I ordered East Coast.
Did you guys see what I got from Tommy this week? Had to get him out. Oh, my gosh. Skunk Bow.
Nice.
And the Rambo Cookies. Where am I at? Fuck. Here we go.
See, I messed up, too.
Super excited. Super excited. I totally appreciate them so much.
Shout out to you,
Tommy. Even though I'm not growing yet, one day it's going to be fucking banging.
Getting the army ready.
You have no idea. Coming in hard.
I forget what the crosses are on those, but the Skunk Bow pictures and stuff he's got on Instagram look really good.
Crap, I looked it all up last night, but I can't get on my phone. I had it ready. I should have just wrote it down. Me and my technology problems.
Hey, at least you're here. We appreciate
it. I know. I'm so thankful that I was able to connect. Damn shit, being on the wall. Look what happens.
It's like a lottery if Tara can figure out how to do the same thing two times in a row or not.
I know. It's like fucking retarded how I can't do this. I mean, it's like, how stupid can I be?
The best part was when I came in, Sequence was trying to explain that the problem can't be StreamYards because it's Bluetooth. And your headphones don't connect to StreamYards. It's your phone. So
I ended up having to take my phone to Verizon, and they had to do some funky shit that I couldn't do to it. So there was something wrong with it, and that's why I could not connect last week. It's retarded. Stupid above the wall problems. But I love it up here. It's gorgeous.
At least there's that.
I really like it up here.
It is, it's beautiful.
Good people and good times. There's lots to do, and yeah, really like it up here still.
That's awesome.
You guys
looking forward to this afternoon hanging out with Astro Charlie. We're gonna be at the Hash and Bass. Super, super excited.
Nice.
You do the same thing I do. What is Hash and Bass? It's a hash and bass.
Well, I'm from Ohio, so everything comes out, you know, the wrong way.
Is it fish related or music related?
It's not fishing.
Both.
No, it's music related, not fishing.
Where is it? What is it? And
It's a private event. And it's just like a private concert. Yeah. It's a swap meet.
You're not invited.
Yeah. It's tickets are sold out, but there's going to be another one in 420 or coming. It's on April 16th.
It's actually going to go live on the 16th on 4/16. So be looking for it. I know I'm going to be on it.
I'm finishing the poster design after this event, and then tickets will drop on Tuesday for that. But yeah, it's a swap meet for hash rosin. It's very good. I can't recommend it enough. Check out my page if you're interested. I always post about it. Super stoked to see Tara. _AstroCharlie_ on Instagram. And I've got the like shadow ban or whatever, so you gotta add the underscores.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the best way to find me. And I'm stoked to see Tara.
Super excited to see you both. I get to get my stuff. I bought some stuff from Natalie, and I haven't been able to pick it up from her. And I am so excited to get this from her. It's so beautiful what she's done. I cannot wait to get it. Love it.
It's got your name on it.
I know. I love it. It's so beautiful too. I can't wait to put a frame around it. It is so gorgeous, and show you guys. It's just, she does such awesome stuff. She's so talented. But yeah, I'm going to be in Seventh Heaven this afternoon, hanging out, seeing people, and especially with all that hash rosin.
Hell yeah. Huh.
You know, I'm going to be loving life here in a little while.
It's going to be a long day. We have we might leave a little early. Natalie is actually vending a market in Grand... No, it's by Muskegon, Spring Lake. And that's a bargain market. So all of her art will be discounted if you're in that area. It's at the Trillium Center, Event Center, I think, on Sunday morning. And yeah, she's awesome. I'll be there. So we're, yeah, lots of driving around and vending all weekend. It's always fun.
Awesome.
Hopefully you guys vend enough that you can pay for your gas.
Yeah. Well, we drive a fur car, which is like the economy one. Yeah, what is it? Nice. Toyota Camry Eco. So it's,
Yeah. All the mileage.
I'm jealous of any car that's shorter than my truck when I'm driving around. Like, making out pretty good right now.
Yep, you were showing it off a couple of months ago, right? Now you're like,
yeah.
Prius is looking way better, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those ladder, a bicycle.
Bake, did you get wheels yet?
Oh, I just ordered one, so it's coming next month.
Well, that's only like a couple weeks away.
Next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy the times we're living in that we got a
getting built RV in Ohio right though, now. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty crazy.
Scarlet and gray.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Gas is cheaper in Ohio right now too.
Come out of Akron.
I don't know wherever Honda is.
It's in Marysville.
I've never heard anyone say.
Yeah,
I have not either. That was a new one for me.
I thought he was doing it to be funny because I can't pronounce anything.
You thought we were getting you? Come on.
I did.
Nope. I'm from Ohio too.
I know.
Oh, I should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have known. And then I grew up down there.
That's it.
That's not good.
Porridge, how's your kitten?
He is fucking huge.
Isn't
like, I don't know if he's part fucking Maine Coon or what, but the dude is the internet said he was supposed to be like 4 pounds and he was 7. He's getting big, dude. I don't know.
Awesome.
He's fucking handsome though. Like, he's got these really nice markings, like a husky almost.
Like a husky.
But dude, he's a prick. Because he's a kitten, you know.
He's feisty.
Oh, absolutely. He tries to climb my flower tent and shit.
Oh yeah.
And he's trying to claw everything. So I got him these little claw caps.
How long did those come off?
I got 100 of them, so it's all right.
But yeah, but you didn't answer the question, sir. How quickly do those come off?
I don't know. I haven't tried them yet. They come with, you literally glue it to their fucking claw.
Oh, you glue them? I thought I thought they just slipped on.
Yeah, so we're going to try that first. I can't have the cat scratching my kids.
I'm curious on how that's going to go.
Me too. Is this a feral cat,
or did you bring this cat?
My buddy brought him to me.
Oh, Lord.
His friends owned it. He was going to take it, but they wouldn't let him because he was going to make it a barn cat, and they told him it's not a barn cat.
By the way, he's fucking people up. He might be.
I know. Dude, I got a barn. If he keeps fucking up, he's going to be a barn cat.
You're going to be on patrol out there.
Yep.
Well,
you keep
he'll go
out
of that scratching phase once he's not a kitten. And
that's what I figured, so I don't want to cut him up. I don't want
to
cut his claws.
You see Nut Tree down there trying to fucking get some kind of shout out because he's an Ohio neighbor too.
He's all these Ohioans, man.
Well,
he's out there cleaning the truck. He needs to be working and getting out of the chat. Get to work.
He needs to be in here on camera having a good time.
Man, Tara's a harsh.
She is a cruel mistress.
Yeah, she is.
We have a time schedule.
We're two and a half hours away
from the event, so. You know, we gotta haul our ass downstate today, so we got shit to do.
Listen, this is a lot of talk from someone fucking off on YouTube while he's
teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah,
making everything happen. You're just getting high.
Yeah, you're just in here fucking giggling and shit. I don't see any passing of
joints.
Hey, hold on. It's okay. I do this once every couple weeks. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I miss them. I was saying it'd be really cool to have a bunch of couples on the.
Can we highlight Bees's comment, please?
He would have been here if he wouldn't have had to clean the truck.
My wife refuses to sit by me.
Astro is pretty dreamy. Oh, look at him.
He's doing the Vogue.
Bees.
Yes.
Tell us how you really feel.
Striking.
Hey,
I love these, Charlie. You know how
we like rarely ever do these shows. The next time we do one of these, you should probably come back through because it's good, man. You're bringing in the fans and making new fans for us.
Bringing the heat.
And you can show.
I do the same thing every morning. So
you can show all the artwork off.
We do too.
I do the same thing every morning. He says,
"Yeah, that's pretty much it, man."
It's just Natalie deals.
Do my hair the same way.
I will showcase this art, but I'm gonna turn off my blur because it's bad.
Go ahead.
So I did the dad mats recently.
Oh shit!
And I did the gross show. So these are really.
Oh,
cool.
I love it.
That one's sweet,
thick, man.
You can kind of see the texture there, but it's nice.
And that's a cork border on that.
Is all giddy about the vector.
And I also have
a coaster.
Yeah, little smaller ones, coasters.
Oh, I love it.
Perfect. I need coasters.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. I need this.
I don't know if you guys want to. Sometime today, I'll give two of these signed ones away. First edition signed.
Yes. Awesome. That is so awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
You know how they can get it after the show?
Natalie, I see you back there.
Hi, Natalie. I see you.
Hello.
Hide now.
She's like, let me out now.
They did for a second. I unblurred it. Yeah.
just be fully transparent.
She had no idea.
Warnings, you know.
Sorry, Charlie.
They're really, really cool, dude.
That's awesome. I love it.
Great.
Yeah, I'll do the giveaway on my Instagram. I guess that's a good way to pull stuff from myself.
They gotta find you with that underscore Astro Charlie, all one word underscore.
Yeah, plug all your stuff, man. We got
Find me on Instagram. Yeah, it's like my main one for now. Hopefully I'll have an Etsy sometime soon. But right now, find me on Instagram.
Yeah. Morning, Spartan.
Oh, good morning, Spartan.
Morning, buddy.
Fuck morning.
Have fun with them ladies.
Says fuck morning.
Oh no!
Yeah, I still got. He likes this morning board that Sequence gave me.
45 minutes late,
ages ago.
Do you know how jealous I am of you guys being close to Kickstart? Oh, look at that! I love it.
Oh, dude, they're popping. It's just like a chain thing, so they should pop up everywhere, though.
The Kickstarts are a chain.
Not like Kickstart itself, but like the thing they use, Herbalife thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know. I just like that place. They got a good vibe there. I love going there. It's fun, and
I'm glad they're close to work.
Yeah, yeah. It's super awesome for you guys. I love being able to stop there every time I see you guys too. So,
yeah.
My wife drinks. We got one in our town too. It's not a Kickstart, but my wife gets something like every day. One of those.
Yeah, they're addicting. Well,
we don't have that in the Kalkaska.
To me, it's like a little bit cleaner.
That's your thing. And then make medicated ones.
It is a MLM thing, but everyone that I've heard that's drank them likes the stuff. So.
Yeah, it's good, so I don't give a shit.
Dude, I tried a frosty flavored one.
That's
dude,
the problem. I've read all the things. Sequence sent me this thing, and I read the whole thing. I was like, well, guess I'll throw that out of my brain because I don't care.
Yeah, I was like, I think this is your key place.
It is. It 100% was, but I was just like, I don't care.
I'm not late. I'm actually here before the boss.
Take the back up, man.
Oh, that reminds me. Make sure that you guys come through tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and hang out with us, all of us, on the Bro Show Live where we can get Spartans. Smart assery in real time. It's much more fun.
I might be able to connect. I possibly will be able to make this work tomorrow night. We'll see.
Doubt it.
99%.
Doubt it. Doubt it.
I do want to give Baked a shout out too because he did come through for the late session with us and it was a lot of fun. He did not let himself get mocked too much. He just got it live. He did get muted after a minute, so if you didn't see that footage, go back and check it out.
Is that a first?
Yes, because Sequence had to, he was like, okay, I'm good. So Painted Lady had the grips, right?
Yep.
So
she's a harsher critic.
She dug the claw.
She's a harsher critic.
Well, you were just talking too much.
Yeah. So. I bet the guys at work wish they had a mute button. But they don't.
But they don't. For years. My dad was deaf for a long time, and it was purposeful.
I'm sure.
So that he couldn't hear my mom. And my mom was like, you can't hear anything. We're taking you to get a hearing aid. And he's like, damn it.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to be able to fucking hear her. So, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Astro. How do you reach him?
If he has an Instagram account.
Snail mail?
Yeah, Astro, you got a 70-year-old on Instagram.
Do you have an email account that they can use? An email for you? Is there
You're the resident email? Boomer advisor, aren't you, Baked?
Yeah, I would just say,
get me for that.
What you're going to need to do is get yourself a P.O. box.
Well, they said they
you can snail mail you these old-timers.
Send the money, COD.
And you'll have to go to the post office.
Does anybody know?
We even have one of those in Calcasa.
Can you put pennies and stuff in
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me going on the post office in Kalkaska. They close at stinking 4:15 and you can't get in there to get your P.O. box.
Okay, never mind. They don't have one in Kalkaska.
I've worked
at it's ridiculous. It like takes me 2 to 3 weeks to get to a fucking post office. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Effect.
But I love the door.
You're hoping they don't watch it.
Yeah, say that with like more confidence.
They close for lunch.
Is it cold up there today?
No. I think it's like 40 or 41. It's rainy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Same.
Yeah, it's been raining all night.
Must be raining on the mitten.
Yeah, it's just across the
east side.
Middle side?
No, bro, I'm east side.
Every time I see a sign for your town, Scobo, I think about you.
Just hell yeah, man. It's always a surprise for me because we're like a major destination on the map.
Yeah.
So like if, whether you're on 94 or on 69, you'll see signs for
Port Even Durham. If you're like halfway across the state away, you'll see a sign for where Scobo lives. So you get it. It's nice. Pretty cool. I'm like, oh, Scobo lives there.
Dude, I was telling this story the other day about when we left Old Man's. And we were blown the fuck out. I was like, oh, I'll just take fucking, I'll follow Sequence.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to follow Sequence. And I'm like,
just to get back to the freeway. Then I'm like, oh shit, no, this is like way the fuck off, man.
I'm going west and he's going east.
Who's supposed to be east?
He decided to follow me.
It's easy to get lost going to Old Man's. Either way.
Because
I've come in both ways and you can get twisted.
You can get shot too.
You can get shot too.
Ooh, we've got plans to go up to Charlevoix for Memorial Day weekend this week.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, nice. We got a really good, awesome campsite by the water.
Nice.
And
so yeah. Beautiful up there. So fucking beautiful.
What's that campground up there?
I don't know.
Fisherman's Island? Oh. Fisherman. Wow. I think it's Fisherman's, something like that. But yeah, it's beautiful up there. So. We'll see. Jeez. Diamond's going to be a camper again. See how she does.
She's a good camper, though, man.
Yeah,
she's
all right.
Yeah,
she's
a good girl.
She's
not like my crazy.
She popped up ready.
Hey, Tara, speaking of camping, is there any word on Luzerne yet or anything on when that's going to be? Because I know everybody wants to go back to that.
If and when.
So,
talking.
I don't know. I cannot find the event coordinator stuff anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've tried to reach out to him a couple times and it's like non-existent. I don't know if he's been banned off IG.
I remember his name was George.
George, yeah.
George
so Clinton. I'm not sure. So I'm actually going to reach out to the campground myself.
Like
and
drive
see
over
what
there.
I can find out and maybe something that it's for us just to do or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Hey,
I'm going to reach out.
I want to book a cabin this time if that's the case. Shit.
Yeah.
Dude,
just take over the front.
Yeah.
It's not always going to rain, Scobo.
Right.
Yeah, but I can bring it.
That's part of like the charm of that trip is
holy shit. It rains so fucking hard though, man.
The rain and...
Yeah, man.
We knew what we were made of though after that weekend.
Yeah.
We you know, when you go through those kind of things with people, you know what you're made of. Who your friends are.
Tara was just yelling at Troy the whole time.
The whole time.
Yelling at the dogs. No, I was yelling at them.
You can't
damn
call
dogs.
Them a dog.
They will not be going. Now that I have Andrea up here to take care of my dogs, they get taken to daycare.
That's funny.
And they get loved on it.
Yeah, Diamond's the only one allowed.
Yeah, diamonds allowed.
She's like, can I stay back with Aunt Misty? Yeah.
Diamond would rather stay in daycare too.
Yeah.
She's not much of a camper.
All these dogs.
She just likes the people.
I knew I'd get her out. None of them.
Shredder. Okay.
I apologize. I haven't been in chat at all. Chat. So
I'm obviously, I can't get in chat because I'm tech guarded.
I keep forgetting about it.
It's there.
It is.
I'm all logged in, and I'm too baked.
We got funny jokes like this guy.
For phone.
Camping is intense.
It is, man. I love to camp. I love doing the campfire. I love getting up early and making the campfire.
What does it like to be woken up?
It's like having sex while camping. It's fucking intense.
It is fucking intense.
I don't know. I'm a little burnt out on the camping deal.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And I'll be going back to that camper here real soon because our current situation is going to be coming to an end here soon. So,
yeah, amen. It's warm at least.
So yeah, it's about camping season.
Traveling terror. Yeah. Exactly. The weather breaks, and so do you. I'm out.
Yes.
Blow them. Blow the deuces, and away you go.
Yeah. Maybe your vacation can be like going to Airbnbs and hotels and stuff, Tara.
Yep.
Places with
that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once I find my own place, we've talked about it actually having something so we could like provide that for somebody else too, because it's actually been good. I mean, you know, it got us out of the winter and that kind of thing, and it's been good for the past few months. Gave us a break. So
Spartan suckety.
Ah! Oh, suckety.
You got a suckety at work.
How about you? E-dity.
There you go.
You had some during the show here.
I saved it.
Fucking Tara Bobbitt over there.
Chocolate please. Covered. Dude.
Tara Bobbitt.
Yeah.
Look Lord. Out, Troy.
Just crawled up inside myself.
He's still run. Working.
Run, Troy, run.
Some poor people like food skill ball. Whoa, that was a showstopper.
We've got 3 minutes to go, but if you could make a cross, what strains would you cross? And what terps are you looking for?
Man, big question.
For three minutes.
Oh, we ain't got time for that.
Does anybody have an answer? I can't answer in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's a hard one to answer.
Because I just think at least for 3 minutes.
But I would say in general, you want to pick a strain that you really like. And then if you're breeding, you always want to try to improve it. So if you really like GMO in your Terra and you want to improve it somehow, you would look to like try to maybe shorten the flower time or make it whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And you always want to make, you want to breed for a purpose. You don't want to make worse genetics. So that's the goal, whether that's
always terps. Keeping your strength would be what my goal would be with GMO. Not
you don't want to make ghost strength. Terps.
You don't want to change the terps too
you
much.
Ghost terps.
But maybe you want to try to shorten the flower time or something like that. Maybe you'll mess with it that way. But that's generally the purpose of breeding, is to try to improve the strain. So you can take something like apple fritter and you want to make it gassier. So maybe you cross it with sour diesel and see what you get, you know, that type of stuff.
Good show, man.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Amazing.
Thank you guys. Appreciate you coming down and watching us on the show this morning. The coffee.
Shout out
on.
Astro Charlie. Thanks for joining
thanks
us
for
this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for spending the morning with us, Charlie.
Can't wait to hang out this afternoon.
Yeah, have fun at your hash and bass.
Hash and bass.
What's the bass part of it?
It's bass. Oh, my God.
Hash and bass. Like something like boom.
Yeah.
It's going to be rave music.
I get it. I don't know. I've never seen. I didn't know you guys were fucking
up. No, yeah. That's
I'm also clueless.
About.
I don't know.